Fonterra is hitting the road to sell a new structure to its farmers. It's a complex arrangement and may not be an easy sell to some farmers. Jeremy Rees has more.
It all comes down to this. Milk. Fonterra's 10,000 farmers own shares in the co-op according to the volume of milk they produce. And they, and investors, can buy and sell them. Now Fonterra wants to change how all those shares make up the co-op. It'll be the biggest restructuring in our biggest company. Chairman Peter McBride opened today's announcement saying Fonterra needs a new heart.
It's about understanding the hearts and minds of farmers. So in cooperatives, it's not just the mind that matters, it's the heart.
In a nutshell, Fonterra wants to stay a co-op, it wants farmers as shareholders, and it wants people to be able to move in and out of the company more easily. One option put forward that has the full support of its board is to cut how many shares farmers are required to have in the co-op and either cap or scrap the shareholders fund, which allows non-farmers to invest in the company. Chair Peter McBride says it has to change. The structure is too rigid and farming is changing.
We are visualising a future with reduced, potentially flat to declining milk supply in New Zealand. That has a material impact on our ability to generate the highest possible milk price going forward. So we're really focused on how do we succeed ourselves within the cooperative, how do we maintain our scale and efficiency, and we're interested in the overall economic return to the farmer.
Peter McBride says the timing is right to rethink Fonterra. Dairy farmers have seen reasonably good incomes. They've paid down debt and they can consider the changes.
Our next steps is we're going to hit the road for the next 12 months probably. We're going to hit the road and start consulting with our farmers on Wednesday actually. And I'm starting myself in Canterbury.
Fitianga dairy farmer and Fonterra supplier Dirk Sealing says the proposed changes may suit young farmers wanting to join the co-op. But at first glance, he's worried what it'll mean for shareholders like himself who are about ready to retire and cash in their shares.
Shareholders like myself, beyond retirement age, they might end up suffering. So they have bought shares at tremendous cost. Over the years, they've had little or no dividend on those shares. And now there's a real risk that the market will go down because demand will be reduced.
He says Fonterra may struggle to convince ageing shareholders. Mr. Sealing says if Fonterra wants to shore up his milk supply, there are other places to look.
What the biggest barrier to new milk coming in is when Fonterra can't pay as much as other companies do, and that has a lot to do with the efficiency of the company. And having said that, I think Fonterra's on the right track. I think they have improved their efficiencies, but they still have a long way to go.
Federated Farmers Dairy Chair Wayne Langford says he doesn't want to pass judgment on the preferred option just yet.
It's a really a critical time for the co-op as such because we've seen some significant change in the way we're operating in the last few years, particularly with Miles Harrell as the boss. And so now's a good time to have a look at that capital structure and what we want to look like over the next 10 to 20 years, really.
Mr. Langford says anything which will make it easier for younger farmers to get involved in the co-op is a good thing.
When you look at what Fonterra put out today, it's actually quite a different mandate than what we've heard in the past. Typically, Fonterra have been looking for more and more and more capital, you know, to grow bigger and whatnot around the world. Now this is a different approach saying, hey, maybe we don't need as much capital, so we're going to wait until we perform as a business and then use that to fuel our growth rather than the capital of farmers. So I think it's a good conversation to be having for sure.
For now, the size of Fonterra's shareholders' funds is capped while farmers consider the changes. And Fonterra will be out on the road selling its new vision from next week. For Checkpoint, Ko Jeremy Rees tēnei.